And right now, time to bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. Well, let's go through the weather. We have a cold front moving in. It'll be cloudy and windy with showers today and a gusty thunderstorm in the mid-50s. Front goes by tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, and colder. We're in the mid-30s. Now, even though the front is beyond us, tomorrow the air is still unhappy. So, variable cloud cover and windy with some showers in the afternoon, low 50s. Then it's clear Friday night. Saturday, partly to actually mostly sunny, but still on the windy side. And the highs are in the mid-50s. Easter Sunday. We're going to start with sun, then increasing clouds with highs of 60, so not too bad. After that, there is going to be a pretty sizable spring storm. It is in California now. It emerges out onto the plains over the weekend. There's going to be a rash of very severe weather for the southern plains and into the Gulf states. Well north, there's going to be snow. That storm's going to head up to the Great Lakes, and boy, it is going to be a wind and rain producer for us. I'm almost positive you could see 50-mile-per-hour winds on Monday.
All right, that's good.
With a lot of heavy rain, and then following that storm, blustery and colder weather returns on Tuesday.
All right. Well, is Easter late this year?
I have no idea.
Because, I remember some Easter Sundays here when they had sunrise services, and the temperature was like 7 and 8 degrees in the past, 5 to 6 years. Where it's been actually bitter cold.
I think it's around the average, which is the 12th. I think sometimes it's a little bit sooner. You're right. It's like the first week in April. So, and sometimes it is late March, but it all depends on the calendar and how it works out. The 40 days of Lent and the whole bit. So that changes from year to year. But there will be no services this year. Everything is on internet streaming. So. That keeps everybody safe. And getting to that, it's interesting because you and I have been talking about this for the last couple of weeks and how I keep insisting that I thought my great niece, when she was in the hospital in the late fall, that was COVID-19, but nobody knew about it. And then yesterday I heard, and you could back me up here, I heard that the White House was informed in November that this unbelievable virus in China would be headed to the U.S. and it could produce cataclysmic effects.
Yes, there was a report that went to the White House, and no one's sure whether that report got to the president or not. But yes, there was a very serious report that was in late November. Absolutely,
right. And so that would definitely, back up my theory that my great niece had it, because that was just a report. I mean, again, remember, my great niece was in the hospital for Christmas and New Year's. So that was November. It's a very good possibility because nobody was able to identify. If you recall, they had to bring her to a pulmonologist when she got out because they were thinking that the reason why she couldn't breathe was because her trachea was weak and the muscles had to get stronger. I don't think that was it at all. I just think it was this virus and that's why she couldn't breathe, just like so many people right now who are suffering from this dreadful disease. So let's just hope that Governor Cuomo of New York State is correct. We're plateauing. And I also heard yesterday, Marshall, that the United States is expected to peak in 4 days. That was yesterday. So that means this weekend they're expecting it to peak. But that doesn't necessarily mean that that's it's over. It just means that we reached the high point that we could plateau for a while before we really drop off.
Well, the United States can't peak all at one time because different places are getting it at different times. New York is obviously going to peak within the next few days or a week or so, and then start going down. New Jersey probably the same, but then you have Chicago, you have New Orleans, you have all these other states that are just getting it. California has kind of kept a lock on it. They very quickly went into a very tight shutdown. But it's going to peak at different places at different times. But I think we should be through the Northeast. But you know, Pat, you know, it's hard enough. And this is where I'm, you know, when they use the word models, I think of you, Pat Pagano. And I think of the computer models that are all assembled. And the computer models to put weather together are far more comprehensive than the models they're using for the coronavirus for one reason.
Right.
The computer models take historical data in connection with what's happening now, and put all that together. I mean, it's not just okay. There's a storm. We see it. There's the information that's in that computer is information from many storms, many years, and also is updated on a regular basis. We don't have that type of information. We only have about a million test kits out, and there's 320 million Americans. So we don't have anything to judge who might or might not have it out there. So that's why our models swing. One week you hear there's going to be 200,000 dead, another 80, another 100,000, and now another 60,000, because they're missing that one key component. How many people have been exposed? And then they could really build models that are much more like the weather models, which even though they go astray, at least they're in the ballpark. So I urge people that hear the modeling systems to just the one thing I look at is the rate of admissions, hospital admissions. When the rate of hospital admissions starts dropping and keeps dropping, then you know you're on the other side of the wave.
Right.
That hospital admissions, not people that are cured or die. That doesn't. But the number of people going into the hospital with these symptoms, when that starts to decrease and stays where it's keeping going, then you know you've crested that wave. But we'll have to. You know, this is a whole new ballgame. We were totally unprepared for it, and hopefully the next time it happens, and it will happen again, we'll be prepared for it.
But that's you're right. I mean, that's the only thing you can say. But you know, that model 2 days ago was forecasting 81,000 deaths across the United States, and then yesterday it brought it down to 60,000. Yeah. But it's still insisting the last fatality will be August 4th. Originally, it said June 22nd. Now it's saying August 4th. But you're right. Models are only as good as the data that goes into it.
And when you don't,
if the data is either skewed or, as you pointed out, incomplete, what do you expect from the model?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. I mean, and they're doing the best they can to healthcare professionals. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm listening to the reports here where COVID-19 patients are coming into nursing homes. These people who work in nursing homes have not been trained in this. God bless them. The people that work at Sharon Hospital, God bless them. The people that the paramedics, the people who are in the ambulances, and we have mostly volunteer ambulance corps around here. Those people, every time there's a call now, they're literally putting their life on the line. They put their life on the line anyway, but now the people that serve us and volunteer us in all these ambulance squads, it's simply amazing when you think of the valor and the commitment they have at their jobs. It's staggering. And then you look at the post office workers, which are all your local friends and neighbors, people who work in supermarkets that are all your friends and neighbors. These people are going out and providing essential services. And like I said, when it comes to the ambulance corps members, they're mostly 90% volunteer. And oh my gosh, thank you very much to everybody that is doing this work. It's because we've been in this now a month now, and we're probably going to be in this type of situation for at least another 3 weeks. So, like I said, you just can't thank those people enough.
We in our neighborhood at 7 o'clock every night, we go outside and we either bang pots, applaud, blow whistles for 3 to 5 minutes to say thank you to our first responders.
Well, every night I go out and I smoke pot.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't bang it. No, I don't. No, I don't.
I don't think they could hear that.
No, they can't. They absolutely can't. But no, I have a little levity into a dark situation here. This morning.
It is, and you know, I dread when President Governor Cuomo comes on. I listen initially to see, you know, how it starts off. But after that, then that's enough of that. And I have not been listening to the president's news conference. He usually comes on, what, about 6 o'clock or something like that?
I don't listen to it
because usually who's ever there with him, they're either covering their mouth or, you know what I mean, don't say this, don't say that. This one's contradicting that. I get all confused.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I mean, who says, you know, take that drug for malaria? And then on the other hand, they say, no, it's not safe. It could give you a heart attack. And the other one say, well, you know, what's the lesser of two evils? I'm just not going to bother.
All right. Well, let's recap this. Well, this forecast, which starts off with gusty thunderstorms.
That's right. And that they're not going to be, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock this afternoon, folks. These things could come in as early as 12 and it could be out of here by 2. And after that, then a windy, colder night tonight. Tomorrow, lots of clouds, 1 or 2 light showers in the afternoon, but still windy. And we have fair skies on Saturday and then clouding up Sunday and then a wind and rainstorm on Monday.
A wind and rainstorm.
On Monday.
50 mile an hour winds.
Easily, that's what I think.
Easily, wow.
That's what I think. So we'll see how Pat does. We got one more day to work on that. That's tomorrow. And Marshall, your assignment this weekend, I don't want to hear about it.
Is to watch the movie.
Is to watch that movie because you know what? You're not getting any other bulletins. You've had all the bulletins that you could possibly get.
That's right. Well, no, I thought so yesterday, but all yesterday broke loose too in the afternoon. It was amazing. It absolutely went crazy in the afternoon around here.
You would really think that we'd be out of bulletins, wouldn't you?
You would think so, but no, yeah. Not yesterday. All right, Pat, I'll check with you tomorrow.
All right, Marcia.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast. Of course, you can listen to it in case you missed it online, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand, Weather with Pat Pagano.